individual, in terms of Rav Shach, just to mention two things that he wrote in his Tzava. One, I mean, it's very chashuv, he wrote in his Tzava that everyone should say Birkas Hamazon from a bencher, from the Ksav. Midoraisa, and it's Kurum Zulas, it's the Varm Shalom de Berum of Sholom, and that we tend to be mevazit, not take it seriously. Very, very true. And secondly, he asked the people learn Mishnayis lezecher nishmaso, Rav Elazar Menachem Shach, Rav Elazar Menachem Man ben Azriel, and that's the way he asked to be remembered. In terms of Shlomo Karbach, just mentioned two things that he said. One that I heard as he was singing Uhu Yashmienu Baracham of Sheinus, he was translating to English, and he added words in English that we don't always think about when we say it in Kedusha. Uhu Yashmienu Baracham of Sheinus Leinei Kol Chai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashmia again the fact that Liyos Lachem Lerokim, that he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a, please have a seat. in a manner that
my brother,
Hashem Lechem, in a manner that everyone will hear, in a manner that all the goyim will hear. They didn't hear the first time, that maybe this time around that they'll hear. Le'inei kol chai. And then he said, "And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we promise you that we'll accept you this time. We promise you that you'll be our Elohim." Last time around, we had the Maisa Ha'ego. Right after Matan Torah, this time around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we promise you that we'll accept you as Elohim. He was a very, very special person who, some say, was the neshama put into the world to gather the nitzotzos of all those neshamas no one is interested in, no one wants. And he gathered them via Shira. And I'll just say over at the Shloshim when he was Niftar some 16 years ago. So in Binyanei Ha'umah, there was a gathering, and there was a very important, very chashuv, an individual named Rav Chanan Porat. He passed away this year, Zichrono Levracha, passed away this year as well. So he said over, I don't know if it's originally Shlomo Karbach's word, but he heard from Shlomo Karbach. He was once sitting with him, and Shlomo Karbach told him that when we say in Mizmor LeDavid, Gam ki elach begeitz almaves, lo ira ra ki ato imadi, there are two ways of punctuating it. The classic way is Gam Kelech Begeit Samaves Lo Irara. I'm not going to have fear of any evil. Ki Ato Imadi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, so then why should I have fear? But he also said, you can read it Lo Ira. Gam Kelech Begeit Samaves Lo Ira. I have no fears because I know you're with me. But Ra Ki Ato Imadi. I feel bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're with me because I'm in Golos, and that means that your Shechina is also in Golos, and I'm so sad for you that you have to be in Golos. So Lo Ira Ra Ki Ato Imadi. Okay, we're beginning Perek Beis of Mesilas Yesharim, which is the first step of the ladder. Bir Midas HaZehirus. Hinei Inyan HaZehirus Hu Yishei Adam Nizhar. Nizhar, that a person should, in the language of, is it the Boy Scouts? Of stop, look, and listen. I don't know, or it's people have to cross streets. Stop, look, and listen. In other words, a person should care for his nizhar. He should not want to commit suicide. Shehi adam nizhar. He should stop. He should look. He should listen, and only then he should continue. The Ramchal stresses b'maasav ubeinyanav. There are two things: is maasav and inyanav. And then he repeats it again. Klomar misboneinu mefakeach al maasav udrachav. Later on also speaks about ma'asav udrachav. So ma'asav, we understand, they're individual actions. Before we do something, before we turn on the computer, before we buy something, before we put on an item of clothing, before we open our mouths, you know, we should think about what we're about to do. But the ma'asav over here, the inyanav and the drachav, means that there's not only individual actions, but there's also sort of a general direction of life. And that also requires a midav zehirus. And that, yitachin, requires more of a midav zehirus, because it's something that we don't always think about, because it's made up of a lot of steps. Where one lives, what one's livelihood is, who are a person's friends, all of that are drachav and ma'asav. And he has to think, Hatovim Heim Halo. We saw in the previous parak that we had a definition of Tov. that which brings a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Tov. That which brings him farther from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Lo Tov. So he has to think in terms of Kol Ma'asav in Yanav, Mitboneinu Mefakeach, HaTovim Heim, Olo. What's the alternative to that? You know, the alternative to thinking, the alternative to Hizbonanus, the alternative to stop, look, and listen, is Libilti Azov Nafshal Sakanat Avadon, is self-destruction. Is suicide chas v'shalom. Lo yelech k'mahalech hergelo k'iver v'afela. For a person to walk on the edge of a cliff blindfolded, that's terrible. In other words, that even an animal has an instinct of self-preservation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man instincts, but he also gave man seichel, because the instincts of man, of animals for self-preservation, that an animal will smell smoke, that an animal will feel the presence of a stranger, even from very, very far away. He has these instincts, but they're only going to help him in terms of his physical life. But a person only has a physical life, a person also has a spiritual life. For that he needs seichel. His seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man seichel, which goes beyond instinct. Namely, his seichel can help him in terms of his physical life. Person sees thin ice. He knows that that's not something to go walking across. But it also helps him in terms of his spiritual life. A person sees thin ice, he shouldn't walk across it in terms of his spiritual life. So that's what he points out over here. That the hinei davar zesh asecho yechavehu bevadai ki acharei sheyesh adam deya v'haskel hatzilat atzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man secho to be able to give him the ability of self-preservation, levroach me avadon nishmaso, and the neshama over here is tarte mashma, his physical life and his spiritual life. Ech yitachen shir tzela ha'alim enav me hatzalato, that a person will turn off his seichel. Ein lecha pechitut v'holut ra mize vadai. In other words, what does he have to say for himself if he turns off his seichel? V'osekein hinehu pachos mi behemos mechayos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by a behema and a chaya, asher tiv'am, they have this instinct, l'shmar l'atzmam. Al ken yivrechu v'yonusu mikom ashe yira'el lehem heyoto mazik lehem. And the person who has a seichel, which goes far beyond instinct, holech ba'olamo, b'li hisbonanus, and doesn't use his seichel, im tova darko ora, all he has to do is ask himself one question. Is this going to be mekarev mi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going to be marchik mi? Hinehu kesuma haholech al sfat ha'nahar. That he, in other words, asher sakanaso vaday atzuma. He's walking on a tightrope. He's walking on the edge of a cliff, and he blindfolds himself. Raso krova mehatzalaso. The likelihood is he's going to fall. The likelihood is he's going to kill himself. And there is absolutely no difference between a person who is naturally blind, and then he knows he has to take care of himself, or a person who is a ivaron ritzoni, who makes himself blind, who decides he wants to put on a blindfold. He doesn't want to see. It's one and the same. Ulam chisaron hashmira mnei ivaron hativi, mnei ivaron haritzoni, dahainu stimat enayim, bebechira v'chefetz. I'd rather close my eyes. I'd rather not think about it. Echad hu. Very, very, very frightening. Now people go through life, and you ask them questions, say, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. That's their answer. What kind of answer is, I don't want to think about it? That's what Yirmiyahu was screaming at Dor HaChorban. Don't you realize where you're heading? You're like lemmings. You know, there's this little creature, the lemming, that every once in a while gets into his head to just run with everyone else. You ask him where he's running. He says, I'm running with everyone else, and they're all running off the cliff. All these lemmings run off the cliff in Ireland. You know, it's off the cliff into the ocean. You know, it's crazy. In other words, so the Yirmiyahu looked at his generation and said, you're lemmings. You're running to a cliff. Why don't you just stop and think about where you're running? Of not stopping, not looking, not listening. That they just didn't want to connect that which they are doing with that which it says in the Torah is going to be the punishment if this is what you are doing. You know, it's a psychological disconnect. It's like people, you find people who are very, very great l'chora. I say l'chora in the world of Torah and Yirat Shamayim, and then all of a sudden they're caught in this terrible, terrible avera, and you ask themselves, like, you know, they gave a drasha on Shabbos about how a person shouldn't do X, and then on Motzei Shabbos, that's exactly what they're doing. So any psychologist will tell you there's a disconnect. It's like they're two people. It's like when they give the drasha, they're one person, and when they do what they do, it's as though they're a different person. Right? In other words, that they're not, they're simply not connected to themselves. So Yirmiyahu is yelling at the people of his generation. You know, how can you be disconnected from what you're doing? Without ever being bizbonein, that you know that they're running to a cliff, that they're just going to destroy themselves, destroy the Beis Hamikdash, destroy everything. And he put it very succinctly, Yirmiyahu Perakhes, Ein ish nicham al ra'aso lemor. No one is having second thoughts about his actions to say, maybe this is something that I should stop doing. Maybe I should think about what are going to be the consequences. Kulo shav b'merut satam. They're too busy running. Kasus shotef b'milchama. You can't tell the horse when turning into battle, whoa. He won't listen to you, whoa. In other words, it's running into battle. It doesn't hear anything. It just keeps running and running faster. The more you say stop, the faster it goes. In other words, but here we're dealing with running due to the fact that this is what they chose as vidarkehem. That this is their hergel, this is their blishya nihus man latzmam lidakdek, simply to do any sense of hisbonenus, any sense of pikuach, al ha'ma'asim v'hadrachim, are these bringing them close to Kadosh Baruch Hu or farther away? V'nimtza shehem noflim b'ra'as, so they run off the cliff, without even seeing where they're heading. Very, very frightening. Okay, we'll stop over here. Continue with Nether tomorrow.